Blog Talk Radio.
I believe that the liberation and salvation of the black nation must be brought about by black people gaining a thorough knowledge of self after our 500 to 6,000 year Holocaust, where we have lost over 600 million. And so I believe that that education process must be a process of two steps, inspiration and information. So I seriously give information, but black people are people of rhythm and spirit, so I also give inspiration.
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know, not to struggle them, just develop themselves as any prejudice people. It's just that we are people with our own history and culture, we can educate ourselves. I mean, we are the first creators, so we have to really, everything we see that is first that black man makes it. And I'm saying that the white man don't make fun. All wisdom comes from the black man.
I'm back. The Trinity is here. Truth Seeker.
Yeah, yeah. What's good, people? What's going on, man? How y'all feeling, man?
Good. It's another
good
day.
Good.
We up in here.
Trying definitely, to survive definitely. In the madness, playboy.
Definitely, right? It's just freezing outside like Antarctica out here. You know?
Oh, yeah. You already know.
So it's good, though. We today, you know, we back in effect, people. You know, we took a little hiatus. Had to rebuild, restructure everything, and bring this power movement back to y'all live and direct. It's been a minute. We hope all our listeners, you know, keep tuning in like they've been tuning in and consistently listening and supporting our movement. You know what I mean? We back, Truth Seeker, Mad Blogger, the Untamed Blogger. It's real. We are the past. We are the present. We are
the future.
The future.
Just in case y'all forgot. Last year was the past. All right, now here's the future. But definitely, tonight we're gonna speak on a subject that's real pivotal in our community. You know, as far as the police brutality, you know, just respect as men, as black men in America, towards the authority figures, whether the police, whether the judges, the system itself. You know, and how it's designed to destroy us, regardless of what you do or how you do it. It's just built like that. We have a special guest tonight. Gabrielle, you know, Kilo, you know, here, you know, he's the nephew of Eric Garner. Am I right? Am I speaking that right?
Yes, indeed.
All right, so he's going to come on, he's going to build with y'all, definitely. He got a movement too, globalthugs.com. I need to check him out. Definitely doing what we do. We all unified, trying to make this power, and it's showing that, you know, when we was younger, we was stupid. You know, we was misled, so we made these mistakes. But as we became men, You know what I mean? We became more conscious of the system. We united and tried to create this power, positive power movement to enlighten the youth and let them know from our experiences and what goes on in the communities that, yo, the change is possible, number one, and that, two, that as people, we need to unite. But anyway, I'm going to pass the mic, you know, before we bring the brother on. So, I mean, man, blogger, Truth Seeker, what's up, man?
Well, basically, you know, it's a lot of crazy things that's going on. You know, I was looking at this program, you know, a little earlier about how it's how the men are becoming more feminine and the women are accepting it because they're more in touch with the feminine side, the more sensitive side of themselves, so that they're more easy to deal with instead of you know, a male being more, you know, how can I say, that aggressive gene, you know, that I was saying that they want to remove. So basically, it's a lot of things that's going on around us, you know what I mean, that's affecting, you know, our children, like I said, even the adult men, you know, and it's just a never-ending battle that's going on with us.
And it's psychological, too. It's physical and psychological. You know that, because if you're not feminine and you have some masculinity to you, that's when the police brutality takes its part, because you're too aggressive or you're not accepting their system. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know, you're not going to be, how can I say, controlled. You're going to have your own mind, your own frame of thinking. You dig? And, you know, they want to eradicate that. They want to take that away.
And they know it's like, basically like this.
I want to add on to what Untamed Blogger was saying. I think it's more than something pivotal. I think this is causing more awareness, unity, and it's causing a movement that we've been trying to cause, shed light on, I should say, and now this is finally the time. So, you know, it's unfortunate the events that occurred to finally shed light on the situation, but now that we're here, I think we need to grab this bull by the horns and just keep moving forward and adding on to it, because it's just something right now that is going to change the times, because it's going to be, depending on how we react to this situation, is going to be how they allow us to move forward. So, yes, at the end of the day, they want to herd us like sheep, but as sheep, the sheep get shaved. So we need to put on wolf's clothing and let's do this.
Definitely. And before we let, we bring the brother on, Kilo on, definitely you have to think, it's like a cherry picker. It's like cherry picking, right? Think about it. When you're walking down the street, if you're feminine and police coming through, they're not really going to look at you. But if you had this masculinity to you, walk a certain way, your clothing is not tight, you know, like a fucking ballerina or some shit, you know what I'm saying, walking down the street, they know that, okay, we're going to stop him. You know what I'm saying? He's working against what we trying to do, because best believe that police know what's going on. They have some knowledge of what's going on right now in the communities, as far as the men being more feminine and the masculine men fading us out. You dig?
or the ones that they have to target. But you got to think about it too, though. You know, you got these stupid ass little kids that's running around here thinking they thug life or whatever. You know, and they got their tight jeans on and they running around with their pants hanging down and they some of them run around with the ratchet.
Hug life.
it's a good thing that you brought that up, because I've been thinking about that all day today. I'm like, all right, thug life. But people don't realize this. Thug life, you have to break down every letter in the word and not just take it for what it is on face value. You have to break down and read between the lines. Thug life stands for the hate you give little infants fucks everybody. And that's what's happening to our younger generation now. They're trying to create us to hate each other, go against each other, so that when they implement these new processes and they try to enforce their agenda, we just confine to it and we just accept it. And that's why they're targeting men and the aggression that we naturally produce, because they know that... Exactly, the natural testosterone that's in us, which gives us, we're supposed to use that to hunt and hold down the fort for war, protection. That's what they're trying to remove from us. So when they put their stress on us, we just break. And I'm not going to break. I don't know about you guys, Untamed, Mad Blogger. Are you going to break? You guys here to break?
I don't believe it breaking. we all, but listen, anyway, right? Listen, so we're going to bring on Kilo, and we're going to, for those that don't know, like we said, this is Eric Garner's nephew. So we're going to speak on how his, I guess how they was dealing with the situation with the city and all that, whatever, what he goes, what he went through, and just basically what information and knowledge he could spread with y'all. He's going to come on here, and he's going to drop that jewel with y'all. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Kilo Bides.
What up, brothers and sisters? What's going on, man?
Hold tap.
Hey.
What's good with you, boys?
Hey, man, maintaining in this jungle we living in.
Yeah, you done know.
Oh, man. Nah, I was just, y'all seen the documentary, The Hidden Cutters?
Yeah, I seen that.
I think that shit is real powerful, man. I think that's what everybody needs to know, man. Get some knowledge of self. Knowledge of self is real important right now.
That's the thing that they lacking out here right now. Knowledge of self, knowledge of their people, and knowledge of their self. I mean,
and common sense.
Common sense is like out the picture right now.
it's not
people
so common.
People these days don't thinking.
Yo, that's an elective in college nowadays.
For real. That should be like a prerequisite. You know, so Kilo, I mean, just tell the listeners, I mean, how the system deal with situations that happen to your uncle or whatever, how they handle these situations, and just give them some information on what went on in your process of trying to inform the youth of what goes on with the police brutality and everything.
I mean, you know where we come from, man. We've been dealing with police brutality since we first came outside and started playing, riding bikes and playing ball. You know, it's nothing new to us, you know, but since they had me on the road, like going to speak on CNN and going to speak at Harvard Law, it's funny how when you go speak to these people, they have no idea what's going on with us. Like, they don't even vision it. Like, they have no idea the situation that's going on in our communities with the police and with us that live here. They have not even the slightest idea. It's funny, they don't know who Eric Garner is. They don't know who Mike Brown is. They don't know why people marching in the street. They don't even know what it's about.
Wow.
So I don't even know. It's like a real gap in society right now. That if you ain't a part of it, if you ain't a part of the problem, if you ain't living the problem, you know what I'm saying? The powers that be, they have no idea this is going on. It was amazing how they just, like, so delusional and not seeing the reality that police is out here putting their hands on us and locking us up for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Remember, they only trained to attack a certain profile in a certain neighborhood, and that's why they don't understand what's going on, because unfortunately, this is not happening in their neighborhood. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're not going in the neighborhoods where these people are from doing these things, because they know these people will sue them, or they know these people will know the correct due policies to fight back against that. But as us, as the minority, they feel that we're uneducated and we don't know better. This is why they just suppress our people.
But you also have to think truth seeker too, right? That these people, all right, they're in their house at 9 o'clock in their communities. You know, they're not out like us.
Mm-hmm.
Only people coming in,
exactly,
are coming in from work, but there's nobody outside in their communities hanging out. Maybe in your Bensonhurst and in them areas, you have people hanging out or out around the area. You know, but where we from, we out all night. You know, our life is a consistent hustle. It doesn't matter what we do. We always have to hustle. It don't even matter if you have a job. We have to hustle to make ends meet, because the system is designed for us to lose.
Yeah,
point blank.
We know the system is designed for us to lose. That's how it was set up. Like, everybody said, yo, the system is broken. The system ain't working right. The system is working absolutely right. It's made to do what it's doing, which is to keep us where we at, keep us down, keep us uneducated, keep us with conflict within each other, break up our family structure, lock us up. You know what I'm saying? That's what the system is made for. It's not like it was made to do something else. Like when the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was made, black people were like, what, 3/4 of a person? A woman was, what, a half a person? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then white men were the majority of what it was. Like, it was law. They are God. You know what I'm saying? That's what the law makes them. The law makes them crackers God, which is totally opposite from the way that nature intended it to be.
Exactly. They make them God, and then they make you believe in their God. And in the same book you read, it tell you God look like you, feet of bronze. They describe it to you, and you still believing that your God is their God. You know what I'm saying? That's a problem, too, in our communities. All right, that's
also
another
too, listen,
form of...
Our communities, unfortunately, our communities, we can't stock our pantry, can't be the west wing of the house, and our pantries ain't the size of my living room. So, fortunately, yes, at 1 a.m., I got to run outside and get some milk and things for my kids. So why should I feel uneasy because a cop is going to profile me and all I'm doing is just maintaining my household? Should I feel worried to go out and maintain my household because this is what they're profiling for because I'm outside later than what they want me to be? Is that fair to us? I don't think so.
Right. So as a collective, right, what do we think as black men, you know what I'm saying, what do we feel we should implement to change the we can't really change the structure, but to design something that could ride with the structure, the system, but benefit us? What could we do?
What we got to start doing kind of is not even dependent on the structure to maintain our community. You know what I'm saying? We don't. If we police ourselves and we govern ourselves and we counsel ourselves, then we don't need their system.
Absolutely right. We have to create another system. Period.
Build our own communities. Take back our communities. Build
absolutely.
Our own supermarkets. Build our own cleaners. Build our own stores. Our own electronic stores. Things that we could benefit and empower our own communities and keep them out of our community.
But hold on. I hate to play devil's advocate here, but you also have the people that's in the community that don't want to see the other man rise up above.
Move
him
them out of the community.
No, but see, because all of that
crabs in a barrel.
Yeah, exactly. All of that falls back onto their personal. That's a personal situation with them. That personal insecurity. So all of that does plays a factor in the matter.
Well, not really, because if you look at it like. If we all know what's going on in the community. Somebody gets shot, nobody talk, everybody know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If we all know who harmed this brother, if we approach him, all of us, what is he going to do? He can't fight everybody. He can't shoot everybody.
We ain't going to tell him you turn yourself in.
We'll make you turn yourself in. Or we'll handle you every day until you turn yourself in. I mean, if we claim to be so hard and we run the streets and we the man
exactly.
And we don't need nobody, then how can we fear one of our own that's acting out of character, that's harming our community, that could possibly pimp your daughter, rape your wife, rob your brother, and kill your father?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You are absolutely right.
I think also,
you know,
even though sometimes our own people could be the worst devil, we need to have our own people in our communities, policing our communities. Let the white people police their communities and let the black cops police their communities. Because even you're a dick or not, it's still an understanding. Because you had to. If you grew up in the city, then you went through the same struggles I went through. You know what I mean? And if you had all that money, you wouldn't be a cop.
If we handle our own communities ourselves, we don't need police. We don't need police to police us. We could do that ourselves. We can do it ourselves. But what the problem is the ignorance. Everybody, like I said, when I watched this Hidden Colors thing, you know, it's just like kids growing up. Like, they don't teach you about yourselves. They teach you lies. They teach you deceit. So everybody is not going to be strong enough mentally or emotionally to know that he's being lied to, that his people has been robbed and extorted of their knowledge and their know-how. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to us to help guide these lost souls if we have the knowledge ourselves. Like, I know a lot of dudes with knowledge, but they don't share it. What's the point of having knowledge and reading books and going to temples and learning this knowledge, but then you go out to the street and you talk to your peoples that you know are ignorant, not by their own fault, because they didn't take the time to sit there and get to learn it, but you did. But yet you don't share this with your brothers or your sisters. You sit there and you encourage them to do negative things when you know in your mind and in your heart that somebody needs to talk to this dude. You know what I'm saying? And you have the knowledge to talk to them, but yet in the same instance, you don't speak up. You know what
that's
I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of dudes. I know Moors. I know 5%ers, such and such, that claim they have so much knowledge. Black man is God, blah, blah, blah. But when you see your brother doing wrong, you don't deal with that situation. If you don't deal with that situation and he's your man and you have the knowledge and you know he doesn't, who do you think is going to deal with this brother? You know what I'm saying? Who are you expecting the cops that you don't want in your community that's going to treat you with all the knowledge you have? They're going to treat you just the same as this ignorant dude who's running around doing anything he wants to. He's not doing it because he wants to. He feels he's left out. He feels like, oh, everybody think they're better than me. They think they know it all. They putting my back against the wall. Ain't nobody helping me eat. My kids is running around here starving. He talk about, yo, righteous this, righteous that, but he ain't putting me in a position to do anything righteous. You know what I'm saying? So who we think is going to take care of this dude? Nobody. He's going to run around. He's going to keep implementing the same tragedies in the community that we've been going through. He's going to shoot somebody. He's going to stab somebody. He's going to rob somebody. You know what I'm saying? He's going to do that. We know he's going to do that. But if we don't approach him and try to intercept that, then we just as bad as him.
Yeah.
And then that's what they want. They want.
It's not they, it's us. It's not they. We can't blame them, because if you in the hood in Brooklyn, if you're on a 4-block span, or you're on a 4-block span in Harlem in the Bronx, and we know police don't come through that block, but we know that our families live there. So we continue to let these people, our people, the knucklehead that has no knowledge, if we continue to let him just run around and run wild in our neighborhood, that our families live there, like the cops' families don't live there, the cops' kids don't play there. It's our kids that play there.
So we allow it and they want it, and that's where the problem is feeding into.
Oh yeah, they're going to encourage it. They definitely going to encourage it.
Do it to ourselves.
Exactly.
Remember,
it's cheaper to send somebody to jail than to send them through college, and that's their whole point. They don't want us educated. And it's true what you're saying. You have all these brothers in these troubled neighborhoods and ghettos that have the knowledge, and I feel like they just, it's just a sin, and it's just wrong for them to withhold this information and not, you know, each one teach one and pass this light on. Because I've been around some hardcore dudes, I've been around some regular dudes, and I've never had an issue with dropping knowledge on them and then them having to tell me something like, oh, I don't talk that stuff, or, you know, I don't want to hear your knowledge, has always been accepted, because these people truly want to hear you. And if it makes sense and it's fact, they're gonna understand you.
Everybody wants some type of knowledge, man. It's just how you approach it and how you approach it, you know, you present it to
them.
Yeah,
exactly. How they can relate to it and how you relay the information to them.
Yeah, but if you got a group of 10, right, you got 10 males or whatever, and three of them are conscious, and 7 of them follow trend, right? The 7 of them being as though that they're the majority, they're going to look at them, at the 3, like they bugging. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, y'all dudes don't even know what y'all talking about or whatever.
Yeah, of course,
you know,
those be the same people that leave. They find out the hard way and then come back and say, oh, man, you were so right. Because remember, we've been trained, we've been raised to learn by trial and fire. We don't like the fact when somebody says, don't do it, don't touch the fire.
Touch
the fire and be like, okay, now, since I felt the fire's hot. You told me it was hot, but I felt it's hot now, so now I'm not going to touch it. I'm supposed
to
just accepting us telling you.
Yeah, so you don't hear, you must feel.
Yes, exactly.
Steely fire.
Yes,
I'm telling you, look, since the situation with my uncle passing, like, I've lost a lot of friends, I've lost family to violence, you know what I'm saying? So once this happened, I've always, throughout my life, I'm a wild dude. I run around smoking, drinking, doing all kinds of shit. I don't give a fuck. Thug life like a motherfucker, wilding out. But since this happened, I've been on the forefront. I spoke on CNN, BT, spoke at Harvard, spoke at churches. I've led marches on Martin Luther King Day through Harlem, marches in D.C. And I'm a wild dude. I'm the last person you would expect to be in the forefront of a movement as such as this. Now, throughout all my time wilding out, I've met people, yo, do this, yo, you need to do that, yo, we need to stand together, yo, yo, you got to be righteous, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, when I'm out there marching and when I'm out there in front of the UN, when I'm out there in front of the precinct, I don't see these dudes.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. It's a lot of talk. Yo, God, we need to stand together, yo. Your word, man, we need to take it to the streets, man. Fight against this, fight against that. And I go out there and I'm doing this, and I turn to my left and I turn to my right, and there's Caucasian people standing with me. And I'm looking, I'm like, yo, where's all my niggas?
Caucasians were supporting the movement.
I'm like, yo.
Don't get us confused.
I'm like, yo, where's my niggas from the club?
Word, right?
I was hanging out with passing blunts. With all the niggas that we was passing 40s and going to get Hennessy. And
they too fucked up.
where's all the niggas that was with me in the strip club, hanging out with the porn stars? Where they all at?
They're not worried about it until they freedom is stripped from them. Then they like, oh, what happened?
What can we do now?
It's going to happen that quick.
Real quick. I'm like, yo, maybe fight the power, wearing a fleece and a cane and still wearing the African beads and all of this. And
so, Kilo.
Talking about, yo,
Kilo, right?
Zulu Nation and peace to the gods and...
So, Kilo, you got any events or anything in the near future?
As far as I'm about to go to Ferguson. They want me to come out there to Ferguson and speak out there. And then, I mean, but since then, man, I get, like, a lot of calls from people from Utah that it's just, like, it's crazy how they treat people out there in North Carolina. Like, I get outcries from cats from all over the place now. They're telling me this is going on here, this is going on there. And I'm looking, and you know, at the same time, looking at BT, these niggas acting like they driving Bentleys and Ferraris and fancy cars. And it's like, I mean, I never wore jewelry. I never had a license. I'm not a flashy person. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get down like that. And I don't got a fake to do anything. You know, people out there trying to impress each other the wrong way.
For real.
And I'm trying out, and I'm like, yo.
They not holding that bread like they say they holding.
It's not even that. If I just got $250,000, the last thing I'm gonna do is go buy some cars and some jewels. If I'm riding through the Bronx on a train, I'm seeing little kids in a stroller with no blanket.
Word.
And it's freezing outside. And you talking about, yo, son, I'm about to go get this ice. I'm like, I mean, it's all mixed up in the head, man. Like, I mean, I think we gotta start educating. We need to. I think what the community really needs. It's like a school that we teach ourselves our own history and our own knowledge, because we depended on the school system, the American school system.
But it's already corrupt and broken.
We can't depend on the American school system.
Which
has been robbing us, raping us, and abusing us mentally, physically, and emotionally for years. We can't depend on that system to raise our young guards and give them the knowledge that they need to survive in the society that is abusing them like that.
Definitely.
So I think we need to start first. All these, instead of building, like, yeah, we're building a new basketball court. We're building a new baseball field. Like, come on, man. Run, nigga, run.
Definitely. Well, we have
you
to tell
saying?
Him
build
to
a
show,
school.
Kilo, right?
Build
not to cut
temple.
You off, family. Peace. And we about to, we have to tell end of the show. The show about to rock off. We definitely want to have you back on the show.
Thank you for your time,
too,
brother. Appreciate you coming on.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Grams. You know,
anytime.
I'm a holler.
They're going to be like, yo, this nigga calling again. Like, yo, you not a host, dog. Yo, you ain't a host, man. What's up
and
with
then
you,
there
man?
Was four. Hey, listen, man. Legal documents have been signed, motherfucker.
Show me the money. Now, listen, right? People, we definitely taking donations. You can hit us up. All right. Get all the information on www.thirdeyevision.com. All right. Like we said, thank you for the support. We'll give a shout out to Wifey and the family and everybody that support the movement. All right.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you guys for your time. We are back in full effect, 100%. Thank you guys. I just want to give how I'm feeling right now. I'm going to have to do the drop like Ric Flair. Woo! That's how I'm feeling. Because we back. That's how I'm feeling right now. Because we back, baby. Third
Fire.
Vision.
We hurt, and we out,
hit
people.
Hit him with the
peace.
Live. What are we? We are the what? Hit him with the live. Hit him with the live.
We are the past. We are the present. We are the future.
We are the future.
Bam.
One, baby.
So when black people stand up out of pain and suffering and frustration, I understand after 500 years.
When white folks can't defeat you, you came, they'll always find some Negro, some boot-licking, butt-licking, buck-dancing, bamboozle, half-baked, half-fried, sissified, punkified, pasteurized, homogenized nigger that they can trot out in front of you.
He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house, Negro, and said, let's run away, let's escape, let's separate, that house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here.
Third Eye Vision.